95.7 The Hog, Daytona's rock station, Daytona's drinking station right now, because it's Morning Hog Happy Hour, and that means Josh from SR Parade is here. It's time for another SR Parade Morning Hog Brew Review.
Yeah.
Okay, Steve, you're sitting right next to the beer man. Nice,
yeah.
Nice seat, my man. Good choice. I drew the short straw. I'm way over here.
That's okay.
I'm far away from these beers, but Josh, I know you're going to share, and I see brand new stuff I've never even seen before, man. I don't even know what that is.
Got a couple new ones, a couple old ones, but they're seasonal, so we're kind of doing a revisit.
All right, let's do it.
So the first one, I'm going to have you guys try, and then I want you to tell me what you think.
All right. Is it technically fall, by the way, still, or is it not fall yet? I don't even know.
Hold on, sir. It's that really would be September 20. Wait. Yeah. Actually, wait. Hold on. Is it?
Do you know when the fall solstice is?
Let me guess, it is fall.
Let me guess, Steve. What is it?
Is it?
Okay. I'm trying to figure it out.
Yes, it is.
It is. Okay, good. I'm not sure that's true, but we'll accept it. It doesn't matter. We're drinking beer.
Sorry.
Josh, what do you got?
So this is Sierra Nevada. This is their sparkling hop-infused water.
What?
Oh.
But I want you to taste it, and then I'm going to taste it.
Oh, my God. All right.
Taste it sparkling first, and then tell us later.
Hop-infused water. Look at that. I mean, it looks like a Perrier.
Okay.
So obviously, we've had a ton of seltzers out there, which is just alcoholic water, right? With bubbles in it.
Oh.
So
oh,
this nice is carbonation. Not... Nice. Very
wow,
nice hop
okay.
flavor.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
There's no alcohol in this.
There's none?
What?
Zero. So this is a non-alcoholic product. You know,
but it's got all the... It has the flavor of a Sierra Nevada.
It's wild. It tastes like a seltzer that has been hopped.
Yes. My mind is
melting.
In a
very, very nice way.
Yeah.
Super refreshing.
It is.
But what's weird is this whole category, we talked about it before, non-alcoholic beers blowing up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, hop-infused water is starting to blow up as well. So
really?
We have a few guys out there doing it. A few that have been doing it for a little while, actually. But Sierra Nevada is stepping into the space, and they've nailed it, in my opinion.
Can they take... I guess they have to have fresh hops that haven't been hopped. I don't know if you can reuse them.
Honestly, I have no idea what the process is.
I feel like there's some...
Yeah, I was kind of wondering how they do that.
Let me explain it to you, Josh. Here's what happens. They take the old hops, and they squeeze the beer out of them, and then they put them in water. Fair enough.
I assume they boil it in water, and then they carbonate it.
You're right.
There.
Probably a boiling. Yeah.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, I've seen
probably a simplified process.
Big boilers probably
have
giveaway.
Like I said, super refreshing, but this
yeah,
is more
I like
for
this dude.
The consumer. You can drink this at any time.
Mm-hmm.
Let's put it this way. If you want a beer for breakfast.
Or for lunch.
You're talking
lunch.
At work.
Right.
You are
it still
here.
Gives you all the flavor of beer without the alcohol, right?
Yeah.
Or a nightcap.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. You know, if you're trying to wind down.
11:45.
You know, you're still getting the flavor of the beer that you want, but you're also
right.
you know, becoming a little bit more safe to be out there and stuff like that.
True.
Obviously, don't drink and drive or anything like that. But, you know, it's just, it's a great product. And it's like I said, it's finding its footpath right now.
Yeah.
And I think this is going to be a huge thing. So just
yeah.
keep your eyes peeled. You're going to see
where,
a lot
where
of
Where can you
there.
Find this, right? Is this
definitely check out the website. You'll start to see it in Total Wine and ABC's here shortly.
He means srparot.com/beerfinder. That's right.
Exactly.
That's what he's talking about. You can find it. Go find it. Even if it's not a beer, you can still find it. That's the beauty of SR Parade.
Yeah, but...
But it does have that, and you're preaching to the choir right here, because I would imagine a lot of people who are listening to the show are drinking along with the brew review, which they do.
Right.
So this is a chance for you to maybe get your day a little kickstarted, a little
right.
success.
Not everybody has the opportunity to drink at 9, whatever, in the morning with us on a Friday.
Yeah.
So
some bosses are technical about that.
Yeah. But, you know, like I said, it's just a really... Obviously, easy drinking.
Right.
Fresh.
I love it. I'm
super
I'm happy
delish.
With that flav. Okay. You start us out soft. Now, where are we going?
All right. So, seasonal from Abita.
Okay.
We've had before, but I wanted to bring it back because it's
okay.
important, right? We were talking about the fall solstice, I guess.
Right.
Yes.
So, we have Abita's pecan ale.
Ooh.
Pecan or pecan?
Oh.
I say pecan.
From Georgia Boy over here.
I go pecan as well.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to go with pecan.
Pecan sounds weird.
Else,
yeah, though. Okay. That sounds more like a Mississippi pronunciation. And Josh, of course, as you can tell, from Mississippi.
Yeah. Florida born and raised.
Oh, yeah.
Loves the
sorry.
Eagles.
I don't even know how to read.
American loves. That's very close. All right. Can I say something now? And everybody who listens to the show knows this. I'm not a nut enthusiast.
Right.
But... When it's in beer, I make concessions. Let's find out.
So, on the bottle, it says go nuts, but they're from Louisiana, right?
Of course.
So it's G-E-A-U-X.
Oh, it's really good.
That is interesting.
Oh, it's really good.
So, I believe
it's very
brown
different.
Ale.
All right. Now I'm on the nut wagon.
Yeah, I'd watch freezing on that one.
Yeah.
You got 5.2% alcohol, easy drinking.
Oh, really?
It almost reminds me of the Oktoberfest beers we had recently with a little bit more of a nuttier flavor,
yes.
to be honest.
Yes.
I like pecans in general.
Is this all hop stuff, or is there actually some nut involved in the process here? I wonder. I mean, it's got sometimes the hops.
I wonder as well. I'm honestly not sure on that one. I might have to do a little bit of research.
Yeah, maybe be on a tree somewhere. Just drink it and find out yourself. That's why we had the brew.
You know what? It is made with real Louisiana roasted pecans.
Ooh, chalk it up.
Pecans.
So they had to think about their squirrels right now. They're like, bro, what's up?
Yeah.
I said, we need it for beer. Sorry. Sorry, squirrels.
You can always give them a little sip, too.
Yeah, they're fine. Yeah, they'll eat anything. Breadcrumbs, trash, anything. Boy, that's good, though, right? That's a robust flavor. Steve, is this your first pecan beer?
Yes, this is my first beer with pecans.
By the way, do you like pecans or pecan pie better? Do you have a preference?
I'm not a pie guy.
Yeah, me neither. No. Steve?
Not a sweets guy.
Steve hates cake. Do you like pie?
I love pie.
Really? Whoa.
Pies, ice cream, pudding, Jell-O. Love it all.
All right.
I think the list would be short if you tell us what you don't like.
Cake.
It's only...
All right, nailed it.
And that's
I don't like cake either. All right. So I'm on board with that.
Well, stick around. We got more seasonal flavors coming at you in the Morning Hog Brew Review. Josh, that's our Parada. 95.7 The Hog. The Morning Hog.